On the line with me now is Wendy Swan with the Veselka Ukrainian Dancers in Victoria. Now, many people may not be aware that here on Vancouver Island, there's actually quite a vibrant dance group. And much less may not be aware that Veselka Dancers in Victoria are coming up to their 40th anniversary. So we've got Wendy now to tell us all about their exciting anniversary celebrations coming up. Thanks for joining us, Wendy.
No, you're more than welcome.
Now, tell us, first of all, give us a little bit about the background of Veselka Dancers.
Well, Veselka has been part of Victoria's dance scene since 1971 and started out with actually a fairly large group of families that joined together and started dancing and then decided to form into an actual group. They brought in instructors from different places and actually got some choreography and some costumes. And we used to practice in the hall at the back of St. Nicholas Catholic Church in Victoria. And then over time, we ended up forming the Ukrainian Cultural Society of Vancouver Island and building a studio into that space. And we've been there ever since. And that was, I believe, about 1980 that we moved into the Cultural Center building. And over the years, there's been students come and go and come and go. And as they especially hit grade 12 and move on to university and then move out to, you know, Alberta and dance out there or go other places. And then they come back. And right now it's pretty exciting. I think we have about 12 kids that are currently dancing that are actually second generation Veselka dancers.
That is very neat. Now, you're a dancer yourself. You're an instructor as well?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you get involved with Veselka?
I started dancing with Veselka in 1974. I saw them at a performance downtown and really enjoyed it. My background is Ukrainian. My dad is Ukrainian. And but I'd never been exposed to it before because I was born and grew up in Banff. And there's not a lot of Ukrainian dance groups in Banff.
No.
So yeah, when we moved here in 1974, I saw them and decided to join that September. And I danced with them until I left to go to Edmonton in 1989. And I danced in Edmonton for a couple of years and then came back. And now my kids are dancing with Veselka.
That is a great story. So yeah, you've got kids who are second generation Veselka dancers. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
So now you've got your 40th anniversary is coming up soon, and you've got a celebration coming later on this month. What are the details on that?
We do. We have a wonderful opportunity to showcase our group. We've booked the McPherson Playhouse, McPherson Theater, downtown Victoria, on Sunday, May 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m. And we wanted to keep it affordable for everybody, so all seats are $15. We've had phenomenal response to the program and the posters so far, and we've sold a lot of tickets. We're way ahead of schedule.
That's great.
So much so that typically, you know, you look at, they start with the main floor, and once that's about 80% sold, if it's about 10 days out from the event, then they'll look at opening up the balcony. Because Victorians usually buy things late. So we have, you know, we were sort of looking at making that decision about May 10th or so. And we've already opened up the balcony because the main floor is just about completely sold out.
So
it's very exciting.
It is exciting. I mean, Vancouver Island is not that large. Who's coming? Where are people coming from?
Well, we have a lot of alumni in and around the Victoria area, and I think they're coming with their families. The current dance group is about 55 dancers, and so there's a lot of families and friends and relatives that that will be coming to watch their kids dance. And then we also have a lot of people just in the Victoria area that are big supporters of Veselka. One of the things that Veselka has done in the last 5 years is to coordinate and sponsor a multicultural dance festival later in June. And that takes the place of Folk Fest that went for years and years down in Centennial Square and a couple other locations that was run by the Intercultural Association. And when the ICA canceled that 5 years ago, we realized immediately that there was nowhere for any of these multicultural groups to perform. And so we very quickly organized an event, and it's been now going 4 years, but this June will be our fifth year. So we've really work to maintain the connections with all the other cultural groups in the city. And I know they've been very, very appreciative of that opportunity to come and dance on the stage in June, because it's a wonderful venue in Beacon Hill Park. And a lot of them, I've heard from them, that a lot of them have come and bought tickets and are bringing their families and their dancers just in a way to show support.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, anybody from outside the area, not outside of Vancouver Island, is welcome to come as well.
Absolutely. Tickets are available online, or you can phone in or go in person to the box office at the McPherson.
Okay. And how would where would people find you online to purchase tickets?
www.rmts.bc.ca, and that's Royal McPherson Theatre Society, if that makes more sense, rmts.bc.ca.
Now, Veselka has a website as well.
We do. Yeah, veselkadancers.com, and there's information not only about the group, but also about Heritage Dance Fest that we do in June with all the other groups, and about the 40th anniversary celebrations, and just sort of a bit about the history of the group, and lots of pictures, and there's videos on there, and just sort of anything that we feel that is connected either to the Ukrainian community or just to people in large that like to come out and support local dancers and local groups.
Now, you've got an Alberta group coming out to help you celebrate on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that big celebration.
We do. Well, we decided to have, because, you know, you only turn 40 once, so we thought we would have a big party on the Saturday night of the May Long Weekend, because now we have so many people that have come back either as, you know, they used to dance and they've come back with their kids dancing now, and so they're now at the parent level and they're on the board, and maybe their parents have come back to help out too. They help us with, you know, costumes or help us with pierogi pinching or whatever we need done for fundraising. So the community has really expanded, and it's sort of doubled back on itself, and it's getting larger and larger every year. So we decided to throw a big party on the Saturday night and let all those people meet. And so there's a lot of alumni coming from across Canada and from the States, and we have a lot of our current dancers and families will be joining us. And so we thought we better kick it up a notch and bring a band in from somewhere else. So we're bringing a band in from Edmonton. And, I mean, their name alone is just fantastic. The Kubasonics, and I'm sure that most Ukrainian people will have heard of them. We've certainly danced to their CDs for a number of years. So the Kubasonics are coming and going to entertain us, and we're going to have a big buffet and a big party, and I'm sure a really, really huge multi-generational kalameka.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a great event and quite a sight to see with all those dancers.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
Now, is there going to be anything more later on in the year? Is this the big celebration?
I think this is the big celebration. I mean, I think that we will also highlight it June 18th at Heritage Dance Fest in Beacon Hill Park, and that's that multicultural celebration that we do. But I think it'll be sort of extra special for this year, because not only is it our 40th anniversary, but it's Heritage Day's 5th anniversary.
Right.
So, you know, we did it the first year. We just thought, well, we'll just band-aid this and put it together so that people have a place to go and share and celebrate their cultures, and also to recruit new members for their groups. But now, 5 years later, we're still going. So I think it's going to become an annual event. So I think there's going to be some special celebrations there as well.
Great. So if people can't join you on the May Long Weekend, there's always the event in June.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sorry, we also have, we're putting together a commemorative book about Veselka and its 40 years, and a bit of the history and of the current happenings, but also where we're going in the future, and some information about the group and information about the costumes and about the dancers and the instructors. And I think it's going to be a really wonderful keepsake and something that people will be able to use in the future. And so those will be available either that weekend or purchased through online.
Fabulous. Again, and that would be at what website address?
VeselkaDancers.com.
Okay, that is wonderful. Well, thanks so much for telling us about the Veselka Dancers and your great anniversary this year and all the wonderful things that you're doing. And good luck with your fundraisers and your events. And you'll be keeping in touch and keeping us informed with what's going on with Veselka through
Absolutely. On
Nash Hollow. So thanks again, Wendy, and break a leg.
Thanks so much.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Thank you.